This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Health News Florida recently reported on how some middle school students at Academy Prep in St. Petersburg conducted tests on the lead levels in their tap water. Our Jeanette Ryan is one of those students.
My mom has a thing. She does not let us drink out of the sink water. She's like, that is so nasty.
The students' project can be traced back to Flint, Michigan, where residents were instructed not to use city water because of lead contamination. But the idea for the local investigation originated in the students' backyard at the Neighborhood News Bureau, which is led by University of South Florida St. Petersburg Assistant Professor Bernardo Mata.
It's both a class and an actual newsroom.
Each semester, a new group of journalism seniors and graduate students get actual experience covering news in St. Petersburg's Midtown neighborhood. In addition to day-to-day news reporting, the Bureau focuses on larger projects. Mata says this year it's examining the levels of lead in the drinking water.
So I said, well, let's add an education part to it. And I talked to Academy Prep teacher Laura Mankey, who worked with us in a media club activity that we do there, and said, well, how about we teach science and reporting?
Students broke into teams and took on different tasks. Mass communications senior Katie Kelly helped teach the Academy Prep students how to collect the water samples.
I would educate the children with Dr. Mata about what it means to have lead in your water, how to test for lead in your water, and what it means to be doing this for your community as well.
Alana Long is a graduate student in the Digital Journalism and Design program. Her job was to determine the age of the Midtown homes and find if any ever had their pipes replaced.
And then it also took a lot of time with me going on the EPA's website and then also going on St. Petersburg City website to see what kind of permits you need for those types of things, how much it could cost if you did have these problems.
The danger, Mata says, is that many of the homes were built long before 1986 when lead pipes were banned.
In Midtown, most of the houses were much older than that. And the fact that they are poor neighborhoods, people usually don't have the money to actually change the pipes.
The Academy Prep students, as well as the USF St. Pete students who live nearby, each took three samples from their homes, allowing the water to flow between collections in an effort to flush lead from the pipes.
It was the medium bottle that was kind of high, but yeah, still less than one. Yeah.
The samples were then given to the USF College of Marine Science, where research associate Dr. Kelly Quinn ran the tests. Every home, even the ones where the Bureau students live outside of Midtown, showed some amount of lead. And while they all came in below the Environmental Protection Agency standards, experts say that any lead is not good, particularly for young children. In the lab, looking over a graph showing the lead levels, one particular sample, the third and final bottle collected in one home, stood out to Quinn.
And we don't necessarily know why there was lead in that sample. Normally, that third bottle would have really low concentrations of lead. But for some reason, this one showed more lead than the first bottle.
Students in the Neighborhood News Bureau now are taking the findings and writing stories from them, as well as helping Academy Prep students do their own reporting. Katie Kelly, who wants to go into broadcast journalism, says the Bureau showed her how her work can make a difference in people's lives.
I think it's important to care about who you're writing about and care about who you're teaching and who you're telling information to. Because without that, then the message of journalism is really lost.
If you want a link to the Health News Florida story on Academy Prep's research, or to get a look inside the USF College of Marine Sciences labs, check out our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.